Oh shit.
Yeah.
Hi guys, and welcome to English Better Than Asian. I'm joined again by Charlie, Kyle, and Connor, and Michael. And for today's starting topic, I'm going to hand you over to Charlie. Charlie, yes, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. Because they announced Assassin's Creed Black Flag on the 5th, which was yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And it looks very interesting. That's it. I'm done. Bye. No,
Pirates of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, because... Oh, hold on a sec. I'll be back.
Do we get Johnny Depp in it?
There's probably going to be some sort of cameo. Any money, there's going to be some cameo. But, you know, because in Assassin's Creed 3, they did very well with their naval battles. Everyone loved it. Of course, obviously, they on the next game, it's going to be centred around it. One sec, I'll be back. One sec.
I don't really get the whole thing about naval battles and shit. That's what Assassin's Creed was about, you know. Oh, this guy's betrayed you somehow, go kill him. Take out a few guys, take him out.
When it went up to Brotherhood, it got good. And then it started to get too much into that alien, past alien, freaky dicky thing. It just got beyond the stupid, so I just thought, the story is that, I mean, I played Revelations and that bored me, and the only one that ever gripped me, they got it right, they got it just right at Brotherhood, and then after that it just got really boring.
Have you even played 3?
No.
Then you can't say it's boring. Well, you can say it's boring, because 3 is pretty good. I mean, everyone agrees that Revelations was one of the worst.
Yeah, but 3... I don't know, there was something about 3 that's never appealed to me.
Is it because it's in America, you racist?
It's nothing to do with America, it's to do with the fact that... I don't know, there's just something about it, I just can't... I don't know, it's the story, it's not necessarily the assassin story, it's more the Desmond story that I just think's got over the top. There was aliens once, and they're still here, or are they? Just please, stop with the alien crap.
No, what they've done now is...
There ain't no alien crap.
Yeah, I do think there was aliens in it.
They ain't aliens.
Why are they?
They were on Earth before humanity.
But they're not humans, are they?
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not human.
Are they?
Haha, they're alien.
They ain't aliens either, because aliens are something that ain't native to the planet.
No, they're not. Aliens are something that you could call someone who comes into your other country an alien.
Yeah, that's so they ain't native to that area.
Alien means something different, so it's an alien species.
It'd be an extraterrestrial.
Well, anyway, you're not Desmond anymore. You're a random technician who works for Abstergo, a systems analyst.
Oh, you're kidding me. He's the cleaner, and he's just plugged himself into the animus accidentally. Quick, no one's in the office. Quick, let's have a game with the animus.
No, is that you can actually customise this person to be whoever you want. Like your avatar, so you could be a girl or a bloke, and you just customise them as much as you want. But it all comes down to the gameplay, because...
That bit sounds cool.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to make it seem like there's no loading screens.
Mm.
You know, like it's seamless travelling from... Like, a bit like Far Cry 3, you're travelling at the same time.
The technology's there. I mean, you look at the Unreal Engine, that does it perfectly.
I was thinking the Unreal Engine. That's what Gears of War does. It loads as you move forward and deletes. Well, not delete, but
if you played Antichamber on the Steam yet?
Nope.
That works phenomenally. You walk through a building. Well, I'm not about spoiling anything. You walk through a hallway, and you think, right, where do I go now? You turn around, and without even the slightest bit of lag, you're in a completely different area. Levels just load in without any millisecond of lag. That seamless load is perfect.
Yeah, it's very good. Because loading screens today are one of the worst ever. Especially with PlayStation 3. I hate the PlayStation 3 when it comes to installing stuff. I fucking hate it. I've heard of Rooster Teeth?
Yeah.
There's this guy that does the rage quit. Basically, it's him who's really stressed out and loses his temper very fast. And, there's one way.
So basically, he's their version of Connor.
Yeah. No, he doesn't quit, does he? He just moans and walks away. and there's a bit where he's playing Resistance 3, Yeah. But the thing is, he doesn't actually play it. He actually puts a timer up of how long it takes him with all the installing and the downloading, the patch updates. It took him 20 minutes, like 25 minutes to actually get onto the game. Fuck that. I hate loading screens, especially on the PlayStation 3, because it installs every single game.
With all due respect, they do make sense in some situations.
In some?
They can work.
You should give people the option to.
Well, no, I mean, from a development perspective, you can seamlessly load, but there is only so much of that you can do. If you've got a big open world, I mean, like, then again, I say that, look at Grand Theft Auto, that constantly streams as you're playing. And then that levels are huge. So, yeah, there is no excuse, really.
Nah.
I retract my statement.
Okay. Lara Croft came out. Actually, come to think of it, the game's coming out.
Why is a lesbian?
What?
The way you said she came out, I think you mean the game Tomb Raider.
You know what I meant. Oh.
That's something that I played at Eurogamer, and it was good, but it just felt too linear.
You're not really a console. You're not really a gamer anymore, are you?
Oi. I'm an old school gamer.
Basically, no, then.
I'm not into that. I can't say.
Old school gamer basically means you haven't played a game in absolutely ages.
No, that's not the case. A game has to be really good in my books for me to play it more than an hour. I could not play a game. There's very few games I can sit there and play for more than an hour.
Right, what was the last game you played for more than an hour?
It would be either Deus Ex Human Revolution.
I didn't like that.
I did.
It was boring.
And Hitman Absolution.
Oh yeah?
I played that quite religiously, even though it didn't feel like a Hitman game, it was still pretty good in its own situation.
I wish they kept to the original of, because they're planning how to kill someone or and then redoing a level just to kill someone in that certain way. You know, that trial and error type of playing. It was annoying, but you like it because you end up reloading, going, alright, this time I'm going to quickly do it. Oh, no, I got spotted, load. I got spotted again, load.
That was the fun of it, though. That was the
was the fun of it. I did enjoy that. Because they're bringing out Thief on the next generation as well, which I've never played.
I've never heard of it.
I have played Thief 2 on the PC years ago. I played the demo. And it was okay. I mean, it was good, actually, the demo, but I never really played the full game, so I couldn't really comment on it.
It's like a mixture of, is it Assassin's Creed and Hitman, I'm guessing?
Yeah, except from what I recall in the demo, anyway, the objective wasn't to kill anyone, it was to steal an item.
Yeah, because reading through some of the, what's going on with the game, your character cannot fight more than three people. If there's more than three people, your real option is to leg it and get out of there. Because he's a thief. Which I like that, because they're keeping to the actual point of the game. You know, instead of saying, oh, you're a thief, you sneak into buildings and sneak out, no one noticing, but you've also got a 45 magnum.
Yeah, he's a thief, enemies. But what we haven't told you, he's also ex-special forces. He wants to destroy a whole platoon, just a toe.
Toe jam.
That's the problem with a lot of these games now. They give you a character that they throw into stupid situations. They give you a good, realistic background, and then suddenly, but listen, you can kill 50 people, which is winking. It's just, your parent, it needs to be tough. That's the whole point of it.
You know, it reminds you of Dead Space, where just this one average engineer that can somehow kill. It's like the ones where he's the only survivor, and you don't feel like you're doing anything differently to anyone else. That's one of the things I like about horror games, is the fact that I'm going around just shooting zombies and everyone seems to be going around playing this. Or even tried? What's going on? I hate that, especially like Fear and stuff. I've never played Fear, actually, but
classic.
Have you actually played it?
Scared me.
Mm-hmm. Ollie, you wouldn't play Batman because there's a killer croc.
Yeah, what? We're talking about Fear.
Oh, what do you mean?
talking about Fear.
Fear is shit scary.
I can't believe you played Fear, but you couldn't do Killer Croc on Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, because I didn't really know how to play, like, Batman. Because I don't really play Batman games a lot, so...
Not do I!
It's like... There's certain games, like, catch my attention, and then there's certain games that just, I lose it once I'm, like, playing it sometimes. Just like, you know. And I'm one of them people where it's like, oh... I'm one of those people where, you know how you, buy a new piece of technology and not bother really reading the manual? I'm like that sort of thing, so I just jump straight in.
Yeah, I do. I don't like games where you've got a pre-story, like you've got to buy a book to understand what's going to happen in the game.
That's probably just jump. Hitman Absolution, to find out what happened after Blood Money, to find out why Diane had gone missing. You had to read the book to do it.
Yeah, but I don't agree with that. It's like they did it with Deus Ex, and they do it with Halo as well.
I'm not a Halo fan. Screw Halo.
Halo I like the original. Halo 1 was good.
Halo
1 was good.
Me. What is it?
Yeah, Halo 1 was good. The other
Halo 1 was the best one.
Yeah, the rest of the Halos just dragged on too much, really.
You can say that about the Call of Duty, though.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, let's be honest.
There's some of them, like, there is some of them that, some of them are good, but then after a while, they just drag on.
Are Infinity Ward making another Call of Duty? I heard an announcement about Modern Warfare 4.
I need to double check this, but I've heard Infinity Ward are currently developing a sci-fi game. They haven't said anything else.
Modern Warfare 4. Sci-fi.
In space.
Oh,
yeah, it's a sci-fi shooter. Hang on. I'm just looking it up now. But I believe there was a sci-fi shooter they were working on. Who did, mind you, again, Modern Warfare 3, in theory, you could call that sci-fi. Well, it is, isn't it? It's it. I've never really played it, but that is the one. Or am I getting mixed up? That's Black Ops I'm thinking of.
I think they say something like Black Ops is already the technology we are at now.
Just with
like fantasy aspect.
I think they're talking about in at that time. When's it set? 2020 something?
2025. Yeah.
No, we are genuinely at that tech now. It's just none of it's actually allowed to be used yet.
It's not fully tested on the field.
Because it hasn't been... what's the word? It has been tested... Specifically, it's just that they can't use it yet. Because we're supposedly 10 years more advanced, but they haven't got permission to use the technology that's...
Then why?
I don't know why. It's because they want to slowly release it for money.
I don't believe in that.
It's true.
What money?
Well, this is what would you work for, NASA?
No, but I know it's true.
And your evidence?
Yeah.
There's no evidence. It ain't true. So.
Call of Duty got two repairs. That is a problem with that. The first original World War II ones I had good fun with. But yeah, I mean, that series in my eyes is they need to do something drastic with that, or it is on its way out. Do you know what, I would love to see this Modern Warfare common shooter like Battlefield and Call of Duty. I'd love to see that genre die now. The next generation. Go on.
It reminds me of what Total Biscuit was saying about Medal of Honor. Did you see that one video with the Total Biscuit?
Oh yeah, where he was mocking the bugs in it.
Yeah, and that sniper kept hitting him. And he's like, I've been hit 7 times by this one sniper and I still haven't died. But when I step foot outside this building, I die for some reason because it's all scripted.
I honestly think that it should be illegal for games to be released in that state. Because then you're buying for
it. It should be illegal.
Well, no, because if you were to go out and buy a car...
I knew you'd say car.
I couldn't think of anything else. If you were to go and buy a car and they said, well, it's ready for you to take today, thank you for the money. The problem is we're still in development on the engine. and you won't really be able to go above 30 mile an hour, you're going to be fuming, and you could probably chase...
Yeah, because that's life-threatening.
No, I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about you are being missold an item.
But you would think you're being missold an item, but there'd probably be like a 13-year-old kid playing that game going, oh my god, I just called in an airstrike and blew a building to pieces, best game ever!
Yeah, I know, but I think I'm just getting old.
No, no, you're making a valid point.
You didn't call airstrikes.
You can make a valid point, though.
No, that's the thing, it's just, it's the, do you know what it is as well, I'm also stereotyping games like that, because maybe 65% of the puck, the audience are the kids that go, oh my god, this is so realistic, and yet, they're kids that have just released, come out of school, they've never been at war, they don't understand the concept that it might not be that realistic, or just,
Then they slap an 18 on it.
Yeah, I
think still going for it for your kids. Would you ever buy your kid an 18-rated game, Carl?
No, 16 I'd be pretty lenient with. An 18, I would wait till they're at least 16.
Even Call of Duty, a game that you got to admit, from watching the multiplayer, it doesn't look too bad. Yeah, if you saw someone playing the multiplayer of Call of Duty, you just see someone shooting someone, which you would let. Which children to a certain age know of, you know?
Mm.
Like, what do they bring things out which are like 12A and they're going around shooting people. But I think the reason why it's rated is because of the storyline, which most kids don't play. Why don't they just go multiplayer on Call of Duty and just throw the storyline? Because I bet you there's hardly anyone who plays the storyline to Call of Duty anymore. I mean, this is multiplayer. Yeah, I still do. But I bet there's loads of like kids that just get it on the first day, get it on the first day and just go straight for the multiplayer.
Yeah,
I mean, Connor, you did that, didn't you? He's not there.
Hello.
It's
no,
great.
Who lost the man?
Kid trying to keep the conversation going, and no one's talking. Whoa.
I remember. Right. Do you guys remember a game called Naughty Bear?
Yeah.
That was now. What was pretty funny was that was rated. I think that was rated 7. But the kills there's no gore or nothing like that, the kills are fucking brutal.
There's no blood. There's fluff.
Yeah. Still, like those kills are fucking brutal.
Because it was like you just see the little bears who's about to get his head chopped off by axe, actually going screaming at the other bear to stop.
Yeah, and it's like not one clean cut; it's like repeatedly. Like,
and then they get this guy with like a really happy voice going, "Spiderman," or something, saying really happily and colourful to make it seem plausible.
You're going to need to teach them a lesson, naughty bear.
Yeah. It would say something like,
why don't you use that hammer and bludgeon him to death? It was, I'll be honest with you, I was not let a 7-year-old play that.
Defluffification.
That was it, defluffification. There's so many, there's so many puns. Like the teddy layer.
The storyline was just pretty horrible, because it can be related to, actually, come to think of it, it's one story I can think of the top of my head that is very related to kids not being invited to parties and going on a killing spree.
Yeah.
You don't get that in Call of Duty, you know? To a party.
It was a good game, and it would have been good if it was, say, 16 plus. But 7-year-olds, no, sorry, I wouldn't even let a 12-year-old play that. It just gives stupid people ideas.
Actually, I want to quickly Google, see if it had any controversy. What was it called?
Oh, Naughty Bear. You are naughty, naughty bear.
Oh, look, naughty bear, they're having a party, but
you're not invited.
Yeah.
You need to grab a naughty shotgun and shoot two, they're all in a naughty face.
I'm flying out now.
It was funny. It was a very smart game, but it was just marketed. I think it needed to be marketed to more of an adult audience.
Yeah.
Because games like that, I think, are, even though it gets a lot of people complaining about them, I do think they're good. I do think they're very innovative in the fact that the humour they put in it is something you don't often get. It's not super serious, and sometimes that's what, as a gamer, that's what you want. You don't want to play a super fucking serious game.
On a forum I'm looking at,
yeah,
there's a guy that's comparing like the original GTA of you can just see little dots of men and a fire truck and blood, and underneath there's a picture of Naughty Bear with a machete going through straight this other teddy bear's stomach. But the game that got the most controversy was the GTA, even though there's a huge sword and the guy with like a really horrible stabby look. Why does
it is just what?
I just, the first one I got was, why isn't there more controversy surrounding Naughty Bear?
Probably because it was taken as it was designed to be one of them games. Oh no, the popo! Sorry.
Did you just say because it was designed to be that way?
GTA
is a game where you're designed to be a criminal and go around killing people and stealing cars, but yet people still complain about that.
Well, the pre-reason is GTA 1 was, that was it. Wasn't even much of a story. You run around, you run people over, you kill them. When you jump forward to, say, GTA 3, they added story to it. They added, GTA 3 was a bit more serious, but once you got to Vice City, it had a tongue-in-cheek humour. So it was sort of accepted. I think they are more accepted now because it has that underlying humour. I mean, look at Saints Row. People should turn around and say, Saints Row is terrible. But it is a slapstick, daft game that is pretty comical. I mean, where else can you get someone over there with a big dildo?
Yeah, that big purple one.
The penetrator.
When he only played that the first time.
Or dress up as a super
like,
tennis.
What the fuck?
It was just, that's the thing. In order to not take games serious, they need to have some kind of level of humour. But if you look at, I'm trying to use something as an example. Then again, if you look at something like Postal 2, which I don't think you've ever played, that had good humour to it. It had some good humour to it, but it was a bit, some of it was way over the top. But at the time, I didn't care. As a teenager, I found it hilarious. But as I've got older, I've been playing it thinking, this is a bit too simulated. Like, you decapitate someone's head, and you've got blood spurting out and thing. And it was a bit too, I mean, you could mutilate him, you could cut limbs off and just leave a torso. And it was a bit, in hindsight, you think, that is terrible.
What game was that? I was reading something.
Postal 2.
Oh.
Or did I say Portal 2? It's definitely not Portal 2.
I wasn't listening, I was reading.
That was definitely not Portal 2.
I was reading
Glad Controversy. I'm a shay.
Yeah. I was reading a controversy for Saints Row.
Mm. Was there any? Cause it was...
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine there being, because again, it's designed to be slapstick. It's not designed to be super serious and say, hold on. I'm trying to think, I don't know another word. A parody. It's basically a parody.
Yeah, it's basically a humor
things
version
are more
of GTA.
Yeah, well, even GTA. If you play GTA 4, it is a humor version of America. It's a humor.
Yeah.
It's a parody of New York. So,
yeah.
Like, I love the cyber cafe in that game. Do you remember what it was called?
TWAT.
And I just thought that was hilarious. Just stupid things like that, where you've got the Heartstopper burger and certain things like that. And the radio, it creates its own world, but it creates a parody world, and that is accepted. But if you're playing a game purely because the violence is a bit over the top, then
yeah,
you've got to question, are you a bit Duvalli?
Mm.
You know, the GTA is actually made in England.
Yeah. The originals? I don't think the new ones are.
No, the whole series is.
No, I'm sure Rockstar San Diego do the newer ones. The first one was done by a group called DMA, and they were from Newcastle or Liverpool. They were a developer in Liverpool, I think. They made the first two. Then I think GTA 3 was done by Rockstar Games San Diego, and then since then I think they've stuck with San Diego.
Yeah, DMA Design.
Yeah, they're British. They were, I'm sure they were in Liverpool.
Rockstar Vienna.
Yeah, so that's not UK. But I'm sure it went to Rockstar San Diego or someone. Who am I thinking of?
Australian. Vienna is Australian.
What?
Rockstar Vienna is in Australia.
Vienna?
Yeah.
Vienna's Italy, isn't it? Or Germany?
That's what I thought.
No, I'm a div. It's Austria.
That's what I meant.
Definitely not Australia.
I didn't read it right. I'm just skipping.
I was sitting there thinking, what? Vienna in Australia? But, yeah, I mean...
Guess where Rockstar North headquarters is located?
North America.
Edinburgh.
What?
Is it?
Yeah.
These poor Scottish people never getting any comments.
No, because everyone thinks it's, everyone thinks it's fucking American.
GTA 5, I...
Oh my god, there's even something called Rockstar Leeds.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Oh, who did that be? I've heard of them
before. Do you know Rockstar North was nearly all of the latest GTAs?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So, the game was made within the UK?
For Vice City, Rockstar Vienna was there with them. Rockstar Leeds helped them do Liberty City Stories. Rockstar Leeds with Vice City Stories. Rockstar Toronto for the PC with GTA 4. Rockstar Leeds again with Chinatown Wars. Have you ever played, like, the other ones, like Liberty City Stories or Chinatown Wars? Or
yeah.
Were they any good?
Yes, actually. I think it was Liberty City Stories. Vice City Stories was one of my favourites because you used to be able to go around and build your own buildings.
Oh, yeah.
And when you build your own buildings, you can decide what type of racketeering you wanted. So you wanted it to be drugs, you wanted it to be I can't think of anything else. What's extortion?
Oh, yeah, that's not one.
Or you wanted it to be this, you wanted it to be that. And you can because I like games like where you can actually build your own buildings and set what you want the buildings to do. And what would happen
sounds a bit
is...
like, what was that game you showed me on Steam the other day? Was it Gangsters?
Then I got terrible reviews.
Did it?
Yeah, I checked loads of reviews and it got really bad reviews. But, it was very good because I like the fact you build your own buildings and you can do the missions. Mm. And it'd be like, I can remember the drug ones because the drugs ones used to be like you created your own drugs and you had to drive to a location, meet the guy, and then he just found out, oh, he's giving us fake money, and then you had to chase him down and destroy his car. Somehow the money survived and you get the money out of thin air. or sometimes you got it successfully. And then and other times you had to do extortion missions. I can't even remember them too. And you literally go inside and sometimes there'll be, alright, just take the money and go, or you just sit there smashing like milk cartons and stuff. It's a good game. They should have put it on the PlayStation because I like it in GTA when they add that building part to it.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can actually build your own stuff. It's like, my favourite thing was Vice City. The original was when you start to own your own businesses, they would generate money and you can go to them once a day and pick up your money. And it was just, the amount of money you'd get was brilliant. And then you went and bought like a shitload of guns, but no one really did that because everyone knew the cheat codes for that game.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah,
I knew the cheat code for like ammo.
Up down, up down, left, right, triangle, square.
For me, it was always something like left trigger, right trigger, left trigger, left trigger, left trigger.
That
right
was it.
Trigger,
right, yeah, it was trigger. The R. It was the right triggers.
Yeah.
The cheat codes were always the same through the games. They always the same sort of movers, I think.
The only thing I do like is when you put them on GTA 4 when you put achievements on, the first warning message is no achievements if you do this, and there's probably a lot of people that go, oh, take it off.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
One of them was R1, R2, L1, R2, left down, up, right, left down, up, right. I remember the rhythm in my head. That's how I say it, to remember it. Up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right.
Yeah, because that's like always like the ending one of it. I think that one's...
I think that one's a jet. You should do it twice.
Oh, yeah.
It was
But now they changed the cheats when it came to GTA 4, because they just putting numbers on your phone. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was clever though. I honestly think that was a really smart idea.
Yeah.
Did you go and do the same thing I do? When once you completed a mission, you'd just sit there dialing through like Nico's contacts, waiting to see who would have a next conversation with him.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. I used to look out, and during the game, I'd look out for random phone numbers and just try and call them as if they did anything.
Yeah.
So I'd be in a taxi and then
the taxis worked.
I'd look at one mission I liked about it was you had that assassin mission and you had to snipe at that geezer by dialing his phone number.
Oh yeah, that was good. I like
that. Was very well thought of.
I liked the bank job. The bank job.
Everyone likes that one.
I think that was very well tied in with the DLC. It was good to see like everyone sort of had. That was the moment all the DLC sort of met each other.
Yeah.
No, but I always remember every time you called them and they'd be like, call me back. And hearing that same message go over and over again every time you dialed it.
Hey cousin, I am not here, I'm afraid. Call me back later, you say?
Hey, you know,
you bring him again, it's exactly the same.
Oh.
Hey cousin, let's go bowling. Poo.
Why are they trying to be so human for that, making bowling and drinking?
I have to admit, that was cool though, because if you just got bored of doing the missions, then I used to like just going off doing that shit. It was... It added, again, when they build that game, I think the developers are looking at building a world, real simulation. So certain things like that fit really well.
You know, like the French...
Bonjour.
Eiffel Tower? I can't think of it. What's in New York City? I forgot. What's the statue of the French
statue
lady?
Statue of Liberty.
The heart inside of it. Where if you jump off a helicopter and land on the roof, you actually go inside and see like a beating heart, and it was it was the heart.
Now, what was it called in GTA 4? It wasn't called the Statue of Liberty. It was something like
because it had a
Statue
coffee
of Happiness.
That was it. Yeah, Statue of Happiness. And it was holding a coffee in the air.
Happiness Island.
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, it was really that was again. I like that. I'd be interested to see how they do it. I'd love to see, honestly, and I'm probably saying like every other English person. But a new Grand Theft Auto London with a parody of how London is. That'd be so excellent.
That would be pretty good, actually.
I think it would be very good, but at the same time, you'd be a little... would you say that... Because, you know, we don't have guns or anything, you know, and the whole game's basically centred around guns.
We do have guns.
Yeah, but not to
it's
a degree that...
not visible.
Because imagine doing a police chase... And they're not shooting at you. They're basically sprinting after you, and you're just shooting them all the time. Like,
no, because the police have guns. They have armpits.
It's supposed to be a parody. If it was a parody of London, they could easily say
they got noobs or something.
You'd probably go in game if you're at GTA London. I can imagine you're jumping in the back of a black cab or getting on a bus.
Cool.
This is like the intro. You open up the Evening Standard, but a more parodied version. And there's something there saying about a new mayor of London legalises guns. It's something like that. And then that would be a reason to have to get a gun.
That's reasonable.
I don't think they'll go too far into the history. I think it'd be more of how London is now, but massively parodied. Parodied?
Needs to have a parody of. I just had his name, that's hardly thought. The guy with the hair.
Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
The guy with the hair. I could say that. That'd be good. I mean, instead of you've got like Nelson's Column, but it'd be something else. It could be something like that wound up, or it'd be the Tower of London. Could be like, so you know what I mean? There's so much in London they could mock. It'd be pretty comical. Like, can you imagine the Millennium Dome or the O2? Something like that. They could just call it like the big. I don't know.
Boob.
Have you seen Ubisoft's response to Peter? PETA. We do not condone illegal whaling, just as we don't condone a pirate lifestyle with poor hygiene, plundering, hijacking ships, and the over the legal limit drunken debauchery.
What is your
response?
I'd love if they put that's the American. They're the people that were complaining to Ubisoft about whaling. Because you can do whaling, where you can hunt whales in Assassin's Creed 4.
No, they announced that yesterday. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but Peter turned around and they were moaning about, that's wrong, you shouldn't show that, but it realistically is a historical game. So it would make sense.
That was like in GTA, when you used to get drunk and you can go in a car and you can still drive a car. They complain.
People complain about it, don't they?
Yeah.
But you know what annoys me? When you're playing a World War II game, there is, I don't know, certain laws in place or certain complaints go about the swastika. You're the Nazi symbol.
Ain't just a Nazi symbol, though.
No, it originates
beforehand. Yeah, beforehand it was Buddhism.
Yeah,
it was a sign of peace.
Well, it's like the Hitler salute. I mean, that in theory was that was a Roman salute, and it was a respectful salute.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you do it now, people will make you think you're a Nazi, which is not the case.
You might be.
Well, look at Charlie Chaplin's moustache. Yeah. Please tell me you know who Charlie Chaplin is.
Charlie Chaplin came after Hitler, didn't he?
No,
I don't
before.
Know how old he is. Or what?
Charlie Chaplin was born in... He was famous in, like, the early 1900s, the first films.
Oh, fair enough.
But he had that moustache. That moustache was a sign... It was, like, a good moustache.
Comedy.
Well, I think Hitler only had it because it was fashionable. Hitler sort of ruined that fashion. Everyone was following Charlie Chaplin, then he did that, and they must have all just thought, oh yeah, cheers for that, Hitler. that's like...
You bastard.
That's like Mugabe wearing, like, Nike trainers. Everyone's going to think, oh, I don't like them ones.
I could just imagine someone coming out of a hairdresser's with that moustache and seeing a news report and going, damn it, I stole my haircut.
That reminds me of Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Oh,
with Charlie Chaplin and a fucking T-Rex with the own helmet on.
Oh yeah, that's a good film. You seen that, Kyle?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Idiocracy is an interesting film because it's a piss take parody, but it has a sense of
parody is.
No, essentially,
two people get frozen and they come out of stasis a long time later. But instead of the smart people having had children, idiots have had children. And
I've heard of it, yeah.
Why that?
It's like Futurama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I remember, who was in there? Is that the, who's the main guy in it?
What's his name? Owen's brother.
Yeah, I do record it. I'm going to have to, you know, I'm actually going to get that.
It's a good film, I do like it. I just love that scene of that hillbilly sitting in his caravan and the woman comes over and goes, I'm pregnant again, and the guy goes, God damn it, not again.
At the end becomes butt fuckers. And your kid's having a birthday party inside.
And it shows like these two sensible couple, and it's like, we're thinking about having children, but we're not too sure financially. And it shows the one of them's died the next time, the other guy's got like 1,000 kids. You know, and he's like, he died, but I'm still going to try for children. It's very good.
And it's funny how Starbucks has turned into a brothel as well. I want to go to Starbucks to get a coffee. No, you want hand job? No.
I like the way I love that in films. So it's like a good old classic Demolition Man. Where they had Taco Bell, and Taco Bell was meant to be like the finest of restaurants, and it just certain things like that, like Skype. Skype wasn't even around. What always interested me about that, going off subject a little bit, I watched it again recently, and there's a bit where Sylvester Stallone walks in, and he's or no,
where the woman
Sandra Bullock, they're talking to someone else through the telly.
Oh,
and I said, oh my god, that's like Skype. But it's certain things like that, yeah, it's very well imagined.
Or the fact that it talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming the governor before he actually was.
Yeah, I remember that.
And how you had to wipe your ass with feet with 3 seashells. And
no one knows how to use those bloody shells.
Like, you just scrape your ass all out.
Carl, was that after or before I told you about what the world would be like if there was like abstinence and no violence and heavily religious? Right. That would be a huge example of what the world would be like by watching Demolition Man.
No.
Toilet paper just shelves.
Just a load of people walking around in white coats.
And Sylvester Stallone.
Abstinence is that where they don't have sex, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if everyone was abstinent, then that would mean there would be no other generations.
No.
Test tubes.
You know, yeah.
Test tube babies wouldn't happen because religion's still widely used.
It's not like a product, Connor. It's not used, it's just followed.
Seems
used test tube for Sal.
The religion, yeah, let's not discuss religion.
It isn't needed, that's enough. It isn't needed, that's enough.
That's your personal opinion.
I don't believe in it, and I do watch this thing called The Atheist Experience now and then on YouTube, little clips of them. And I don't read it, I just watch it because it's funny. Because all they're doing is asking people for evidence of God, and then they start insulting them and saying, you're going to burn in hell, and then cut off the phone call. And I just find it funny how they actually don't have an answer for it.
Oh, I do think the people, if they're religious and they resort to being aggressive or over the top, then it does make you wonder, well, if there is something to believe in, why are you so defensive?
Yeah,
I mean, I know someone in my family, well, my wife's family, that they're Christians, they're Baptist Christians, mm-hmm. and they're so open, it's nice. I mean, they believe in their God, I mean, I don't, but it's nice to talk to them about things like that. They're very open-minded themselves. They're not aggressive because you don't believe in their God. They're interested in how you don't believe, and I'm interested in why they believe. So it's a nice... I did it at school. I used to sit with my IT teacher. I used to use... We all went to the same school, Mr. Bates.
Oh, I hate him.
I used to sit there and he listened to his podcast. Well done. Well, I used to sit down with him during the IT, and then I used to stay after school, do like extra IT bits and bobs.
He wasn't Catholic, was he?
No, he was born again Christian, and I used to talk to him about religion. It was good because he was very scientific as well. He would try and explain the Bible in a scientific way, which was, some of it made sense. When he said some bits about Jesus in the Bible, it says, "Oh, Jesus made this happen," and even though he believes in God and Jesus, he said, "No, I believe there was something scientific there," but. It was interesting. I like to get an insight on it, but personally, it's not for me. But everyone each to their own belief.
I mean, I don't watch it for that point of it. Like, I watch the police stuff, and where they pull over a guy and he starts arguing with them when he hasn't got any evidence or any reason to argue, and it just makes me laugh.
In a way, religion is just a sign of weakness to a certain degree. It's where they can't live without the knowledge that something is greater than us.
No, that's the reason why they are Christian, because they believe there is, isn't it?
Yeah, but with all due respect, and this is not a dig.
They can't live without the idea that we might just be a fluke.
This is not a dig at anyone. I know you're a firm believer in it, Connor, but then it's like the people that believe in there's got to be aliens out there. That's almost a fear itself.
That's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, but you can't turn around and say there is no God, but then go, but aliens exist, because there is no evidence. If you want to be...
It's more likely for aliens to exist than there is for a God.
You can't use...
Again,
you
can
argue
evidence.
A logical choice.
And for all you know, they're both one thing.
You can't argue a logical... Well, that's your belief. You can't argue logic against something and then turn around and give out something that has no logic itself.
Then how is it religion that's survived for 2,000 years without any proof that there's some greater existence?
Indoctrination,
do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Fuck me, someone's been playing Mass Effect.
No, it was actually from the kids. You know, it's basically where, as a young age, they get told this is how it is.
They have fear drilled into
and they can't, do anything about it, because when they think about, well, maybe that is wrong, they start to panic. Indoctrinate. I can't say it, so what?
Maybe these people that turn around and that don't believe in a God, but then suddenly say, I saw a ghost in my hallway. Perhaps people like that years ago saw these anomalies and went, oh, it's God. So they believe that. No, it could have been anything. It could have been an old man farting in bed.
Yeah, but years ago, were souls.
Sorry?
Years ago, they thought will-o-wisps were souls, but it's just natural gas.
Yeah, because you've got to think. Science was a shady area years ago, where it's a lot more advanced now.
Yeah, religion hated
but
it.
They didn't hate it, Connor, because a lot of big scientists were religious.
Yeah, I know. They just, to a certain degree, religion...
Certain extreme people hated science.
Did you know years ago, I think the Catholic Church banned a certain note that was played because it sounded like the devil?
Yeah,
they'd play this note on their flute, and if you played it, you'd actually get arrested for it.
There's cut the line down the middle where you have you've got normal religion, which is respectful, then you've got religious extremism, which is people, not talking about generally Muslims, I'm talking about Christianity extremism, where we think those gays should be shut. You know what I mean? It's that. You've got KKK, Ku Klux Klan, they're a perfect example. They're a Christian.
Ku Klux Klan were actually, what's it called? They actually put down the, what's it, church?
What?
The Saint Baptist Church.
That's the thing, that's going off the subject. I'm talking about the KKK in some extent, some situations, they are an extremist Christian church. So, you've got your normal religion, which I honestly respect, I think I've got no problems with, but then you've got these people that are scared of their belief being possibly wrong, that they get over the top. I mean, who was it? What scientist was it? There's a scientist. I listened to a podcast myself called The Infinite Monkey Cage. It's done by that Professor Brian Cox, a comedian. And they had a situation. They're all scientists. They're all really, like, physicists and everything. And they had a fella on there who was head of, like, the Christian state or whatever in the United Kingdom.
Let me guess, they really went into him.
Well, no, they did, because this geezer is also, he's a qualified scientist himself. So they debated with him, and he said, regardless if you prove that there is no God, it's also my choice to have a belief. And he said, it's not necessarily that religion is about God. It's also necessarily about a community, people that, you know, help each other, people that stick together. And he made perfect sense for someone who is a physicist. I mean, if a man's a physicist, then he knows stuff about the universe that could possibly be there is no God. The only thing I will disagree with, and I'm not religious, but one thing that's always made me doubt that, or maybe slightly believe there may be something more, was from a programmer's perspective, our universe works too fucking perfect. It works, not even just our universe, our bodies, everything in this world works too fucking absolutely perfect compared to something that may have been an accident.
Yeah, but that has been over many years. And again, you don't know.
What?
You don't know if it was evolution or something that's been happening many years, or it was God.
No, there is a missing link that shows how we just suddenly sprouted intelligence. How humanity, who are such weak creatures, were able to survive without intelligence.
No, it's because there was two separate mutations of humans. There was, I've seen a documentary on it. I'm not going to bore everyone on it, but there was the...
I think we've bored enough people as it is, really.
Yeah, let me just quickly break it down. So there was Homo sapiens and Neanderthals. They believe they mated, and then that's where the intelligence developed.
So basically, a guy had sex with a monkey, caveman.
Yeah.
He was a bit lonely that night, and cold.
Da-da-da-da-dun.
I don't get that reference, but carry on.
Oh, it's a Barry White song, isn't it?
Who's Barry White? Barry Scott?
Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
Come on.
What do you mean,
He's the lead singer of Korn. Barry White, the love Woolworths. Not Woolworths, that's a shot.
He loves Woolworths.
No, sharp. The big black
SimCity.
He's not in SimCity.
No, SimCity is going to have an interesting launch. Because you're getting a bit of pain, you're getting to be a pain in the ass. SimCity is going to have an interesting launch on Friday when all the European servers shut down. Because the American servers still ain't been completely fixed.
Are people even playing SimCity yet?
I'm fairly sure EA have a 1 terabyte server for the world. And it's only supposed to be doing 40 to 50 megs worth of calculation server side.
That's not good.
The login server is the thing that keeps crashing. Because you have to log in to play a game online. Everyone already knew it was going to be DRM. And you already knew that the servers were going to crash. There was going to be another Diablo 3. But they're still moaning about it. Like it was a surprise. People have even gone on for refunds.
I would be. Wouldn't you be annoyed the fact that you just bought something and you still can't play
it? No, because I was aware from the beginning that something was going to go wrong.
Well, they shouldn't be. When you buy a product, you expect the product to be working.
Yeah, but you're aware because it's EA.
It doesn't matter if you're aware.
EA do the marketing side of things. They leave it up to the other companies that actually make good games to do all the gaming bit, but then they meddle too much, which turns games into complete shit. That's why they abandoned the Dead Space 3 series.
Let's stop talking about EA. And let's just say that 6 hours ago, right, let me explain what happened. Last week I spoke about Deus Ex Human Defiance.
Oh, yeah.
It's now been released. Well, it's now been released that that is going to be the film. But 6 hours ago, Square Enix filed a trademark for a game, and they've announced it being a game. It's called Deus Ex the Fall. So, I'm happy again. There
mean?
We go.
Breaking news. Why are you happy?
Well, because I thought they were going to release a sequel to the game, and it turns out it was going to be the name of the film. Now they've trademarked something else called Deus Ex The Fall. There's a good chance that that might be the sequel to the game. Or prequel, whatever you want to call
Revolution.
What? No.
Revelation?
Deus Ex The Fall.
Oh, I don't know. Never heard of Deus Ex.
I was replaying Revolution.
Charlie, you have not played a game until you've played the original Deus Ex. Get on Steam, buy the fucker for like £2. And play it.
The original Deus Ex was fun, especially when I spawned in that sword.
Oh, I've seen is that scene where I was watching these guys play it, and he's like
the bomb.
A child.
You can't actually kill children though.
You can beat them with sticks from that.
No,
video.
You never can in games.
No, you got to bat them.
In the original Fallout.
The game's so dated that when you do attack someone with a bat, and it's
you won't get attacked, but if you throw a box at someone in Human Revolution, they will chase you down to the end of the game.
I am going to jump on at some point this week or next week, and we'll do a playthrough of me playing Deus Ex. And you can monitor what I'm doing, so you can comment on a game that I love. I'll contemplate using Twitch. I'll see if Skype can do it. That's a technical thing we'll discuss later. But yeah, I want to show you the game that. Do you know what? I will gladly say Deus Ex is my most favourite video game above any game, anything else.
Story-wise, Bioshock for me.
No, I'm sorry. Metal Gear I'm a huge fan of, but Metal Gear, I'd rather pick Deus Ex over Metal Gear.
I'm on about story-wise.
Yeah, that's all right.
Let's go story-wise, gameplay-wise. So what about gameplay-wise?
I don't know for gameplay, but I know that that Bioshock is my favourite overall story-wise.
Kyle, gameplay?
What type of gameplay?
No, the game where... When I mean gameplay, I mean a game that you put on and you sat there for...
How it feels.
Yeah, and...
But the thing is, I would argue between two, because there's two different aspects. But one I played, and I thought I'd hate it, but the gameplay was pretty gripping, was Splinter Cell Conviction.
Yeah.
But then I'd also say the Fallout games, the new Fallout games, I've never sat there, I've been so immersed into their universes that they are very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself?
Very, very hard actually to say which one I like. So I like majority of them.
I think your favourite would be Dead Space story-wise, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, story-wise? Story-wise, I'd have to say... I don't know, come back to me, Ollie, you do one of your storyline things.
Sorry, what was the question?
What's your best game, story-wise and gameplay-wise?
See, I've put him on the spot, he has to answer now.
I think story-wise, probably be Metal Gear. And for the gameplay-wise,
Metal Gear.
And for the gameplay-wise...
Heavy Rain?
Yeah, because Heavy Rain felt like, you know, he was actually doing something, like in...
It was nice when you could push X.
Yeah.
For Jason?
Push X to Sean.
Sean! Sean! sorry, Ollie, I interrupted you then.
It's a good game, because it's like, you know, games like that, if there was a game that was sort of story-driven like Heavy Rain.
I'd have to
know. No. The Walking Dead story is emotional.
Yeah. I mean, like... I don't know, because, like, when you look at Heavy Rain, it's like you're constantly holding a button, not, like, you know, walk over there, a button. It's like...
Well, you do walk over there and push a button, technically.
Yeah, you do that,
but it's like, you know... It's like... For me, it felt like a film. That had like an infinite ending because if you drop something, somehow change the ending.
Mm.
Which I thought was pretty good.
Hang on. Can I interrupt? We haven't asked Michael.
Michael ain't actually there.
He's even here. Yeah.
Have you seen what I put earlier about The Walking Dead?
No.
Apparently episode 2 is thought to be released in fall 2014.
Yeah, they're going to have something between them.
Do you know they've announced season 4 of The Walking Dead?
I'm on about the game.
Yeah, I know I'm on about... And I'm on about the TV series. They've announced season 4.
I don't even watch TV series.
I do, actually. It's
very good.
It's holding up well. It's holding up well, really, considering how long it's going for.
I've already seen what's happened. You haven't, and I seriously want to say
no,
something.
I'll find out. I'll watch that probably Saturday. We record it on Friday, but me and my wife watch it on Saturday.
Spoiler cast!
Cheers.
Very good. What do you mean? You've got all The Walking Dead on your computer, and you still haven't watched it?
No, because I've got other stuff to do.
Bullshit.
Concept drawing for you guys.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I still have to plan out my film sequence, and it's fucking irritating at the moment. And yeah. Pretty stressed at the moment, but yeah, hanging in there.
I think we're going to call it a day. Yeah?
Or what a day?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's no new news. No new news.
There's a lot of new news, but no one's looked.
I know. I looked into the Assassin's Creed with the whale hunting, and they've made actual assassination missions where you can assassinate the way you want to assassinate, and you know, and they're making it. You know, like the social stealth, where you used to blend in with groups of people.
Supposedly, they're saying about Assassin's Creed being linked to Far Cry.
They're going to
address whether or not the universe is the same universe or not.
What do you mean? No, all I heard was the fact that it is similar to Far Cry with the aspect of doing what you want.
Oh.
Apparently Tomb Raider, you're in the Animus.
What?
I don't know, just random fact.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
No, he was being trick stuff.
And also, Hugo Chavez is dead.
Oh yeah, he died. Age 58. Oh.
So I just thought I'd say that.
He's the president of Mexico, isn't he?
Oh, that's so disrespectful.
No.
Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
How can you forget that?
Didn't he go sick? I remember him hearing him, like, a few weeks ago, him going sick for quite a long time.
You know, I've got even better news. Queen's out of hospital from her stomach ache.
I've got even better news.
We should be proud of this.
I've got even better news than that.
No, you haven't.
Half of London are cutting off Justin Bieber because of him not turning up the other day.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Go on.
By the way, what happened to this Walking Dead Survival Instinct game just popping out of nowhere?
No, it's not popped out of nowhere. It's been in development a while. Sorry, I was distracted.
First I've heard of it, there was a trailer.
They were talking, when they started doing the TV series, they were talking about developing it, and then it's cropped up. But I'll be honest with you, it sounds really daft, it sounds really stupid, but I feel more loyal to the original, the Walk to Telltale Games one, compared to this.
Mm.
I've not looked too much into this, but I don't like two games with basically the same name, made by completely different people, like Call of Duty.
Doesn't mean they're crap games.
No, but I
think Call of Duty is the only example.
No, well, I don't know. I'll be sitting here for hours thinking. But yeah, I mean, what was we talking about?
Well, I don't know. I'm completely lost.
I've completely lost myself there. There was one more thing I wanted to bring up, and I cannot bloody remember it.
Tracy Beaker returns!
That's good. Did anyone here used to watch WWF years ago?
Yeah, wasn't there something with John Cena?
No. Paul Bearer? Do you remember The Undertaker and Paul Bearer?
Yeah.
Paul Bearer is dead.
What?
Yeah, he died yesterday, day before, at the age of 58.
Oh, no.
Little fat, spooky gizzy. It was quite shocking, actually. I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, man.
On the Twitters. So, yeah.
He was one of my favourite wrestler back in the day. Shit!
He wasn't really a wrestler, though, was he?
Or whatever he is. still.
He was like the manager.
Shit!
He's an alien.
And another bit of news, Snoop Dogg is building a video game.
would it be as similar to 50 Cent, do you reckon?
Programming. I'm just reading details on it now, but it looks like, hang on, I'll just Kotaku. Snoop Dogg is making a video game, it's called Way of the Dog.
Sounds something so ghetto.
It's called Way of the Dog, with D-O-double-G. It is a beat-em-up game using, what is it, what is that system? It looks like the Xbox, but it just looks like a matter you tap. Oh, so it's like, you know in games where you tap to the beat?
Oh, yeah.
You tap to the beat, and if you get it correct, Snoop Dogg beats up some random black
guitar
guy.
Guitar Hero!
Yes, it's a bit like Guitar Hero then.
It's like a rhythm Guitar game. Hero, but yeah, it's yeah. Guitar Hero, but Snoop Dogg beating the shit out of
someone. So he's beating the shit out of someone, like, with music?
It looks like, because according to these screenshots, it just looks like some random...
Honestly,
I'll paste them in, but
Give me a screenshot.
Do you know what it actually looks like? Lee at The Walking Dead, to go back to that reference. So this is probably how he died after.
When he got beat by Snoop Dogg.
Yes, no, the Way of the Dog.
Way of the Dog.
What does that even mean? That is the most terriblest name for a video game I've ever heard.
For the
picture for the title of the game.
For the people that can't see this, because this is a podcast, it's the screenshots that Kotaku have posted, where it's a picture of Snoop Dogg tapping, by the looks of it, you tap buttons in a certain rhythm. And at the same time, there's Snoop Dogg doing a kung fu kick to a random black guy's face, and then kicking him in the groin.
Don't worry, guys. I'll link this in the description.
Are you going to release this on YouTube?
Hmm?
Are you going to release this on YouTube?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg has got it going on.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, this is why everyone should make a video game, because Snoop Dogg's doing it, anyone can.
All he's done is done the voices.
Still, it's Snoop Dogg kicking on with some random guy in a groin. Not that I'm a Star Wars fan, but that Carrie Fisher is meant to return as Princess Leia. I'm going to get slated for getting that wrong.
By who?
I don't really pay attention to the actors.
Oh, good. The old bird that was the young bird in the original Star Wars.
So that means she's going to be old in this bird. One.
Well, no, they probably superimpose her face. And I still can't work out. Oh, did anyone years ago play Battlefield 2142?
No.
I was a big Battlefield fan on Battlefield 2.
Mm.
And they released a Battlefield 2142, which was set in the future, and it was actually pretty good. It was a guilty pleasure. Go on.
I remember seeing that, I think. Wasn't that
you had the big sort of space vessel?
That looked cool, actually. It's like proper take down their floating base.
Rumours are flying around because in the new DLC for Battlefield 3, one of the drones from that 2142, like a modified, a modern version, appears. So suddenly someone's seen this drone fly across the map and they're jumping up and down saying it's going to be a Battlefield 2143, which would be good, but it's still EA.
I mean, when they released, what was the recent release that they did for Battlefield?
That's the one. Is that the one that's come out as a literally cut days ago, the end game?
There was one more expansion DLC package that was
about
Earth based stuff. It was the end game's the one that's just come out. The one before that was the one that's meant to make it very Call of Duty.
I haven't played Endgame yet. I actually got the thing, I still haven't played it. This was racing or something with cars and you're driving
a motorbike. You've got bikes now as well, and I think there's capture the flag in it as well.
Yeah, so basically some guy captures a flag in the car and you have to shoot the car while on the back of a motorbike.
Now, call me daft.
Daft.
Shouldn't these be released? Shouldn't a game be released with this functionality that we've put after a couple of years of development, constant work,
should we pay
we've created
for it?
Capture the Flag.
With cars?
with cars. Now, that's something that, to be honest with you, that really annoys me, that model. I know it. I follow Cliff Blazinski on Twitter, and he does make a valid... Sorry?
Twitter.
Yeah, he makes a valid point. He does say, at the end of the day, they are a business, they're going to make money. I can understand that, but I will gladly pay for something that looks like it's had effort. Mm-hmm. When it looks like it's quickly, we've changed something, buy this. It's a bit of an insult.
That's very hard to determine, though, just a trailer, because you can make anything look good with a trailer.
A mod. DLC, years ago, or even modern to now and again.
In the old days.
There's mods. Not even in the old days. You play Minecraft, you'll play Tekkit. Tekkit's a free mod. That, essentially, if you want to be stubborn about it, you could turn around and say, that's DLC. DLC is just basically mods for consoles. But it shouldn't be...
Not always.
Just, essentially, there's not much... name a DLC that changes the game completely.
I can't.
Exactly, because they're not. They're modifications.
That's what you just said, though, didn't you? That name a game that all DLC changes a game, basically a mod.
What? You've really confused me there.
No, yeah, you so just said all DLC is a mod. And then you were...
DLC, yeah.
Then you turned to DLC and said, name a DLC that completely changes a game, but there isn't any that completely changes a game.
Yeah.
So right, how is it modding?
Because I was just saying, it is a mod, because a mod doesn't necessarily change the whole game. The game is the game. It just adds another layer. A layer upon himself.
Feature. It just adds more content. That doesn't mean it's a mod.
So it's I don't agree with paying for DLC theoretically when it is just a modification.
No, when you're getting extra content added on, like an extra bit of storyline or something.
Yeah, but it's just no. I can understand Mass Effect.
Do you know what it is? Well, I think we both have different concepts of mod.
Yeah, I'm talking about the sense that I think DLC is good. If it's worth paying for, if you can see it's had effort, so it's added new story content. Like Mass Effect have always, in my opinion, have handled them pretty well, apart from that quick, they've changed the ending a little bit. But they've handled them pretty well. They add so much. They add like a whole new chapter to the game, which is that is worth paying for. Whereas Battlefield, they give you a couple more guns, a couple more game modes, and a couple more maps, and it doesn't really. It just feels like they should have been with launch. It just feels like they need to make extra money. Yeah, which is, again, that's their business model. But on that note...
that basically means don't want to stop, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've run out of things to say, so let's wrap it up.
Yeah, it's getting late. It's nearly 9 o'clock. Oh, wait, it's 12 minutes past.
Wait, can I just start?
We've got to go to bed.
We normally start this at, 8:30, so we're ahead of time.
Yeah, so I've got to cook dinner.
I've got to go to bed. Too tired. I can't keep awake.
I've got to go check on Jason.
Right, on that rather confusing but factual note. Thanks again for joining us.
You got a son called Jason? But it was Jake.
Don't worry about
it. Oh, okay.
Post comments and questions in the comment section below. Unfortunately, I have to take down episode 1 from Podomatic because there's a limited amount of storage. But you'll find episode 1 on iTunes and YouTube. And join us again next time.
For that, no person that listens.
Bye.